going to the teachers like in the ninth grade at age two. We are expecting supplements to respond and give us the action plan. What is this that we should do? But people like this course who have noted that these are the consistent findings and without the department's attention to that. So we said we are not going to take the normal presentation that we have. We need an action, the response and the action plan, which will then guide the committee and we'll finalize the report for the parliament. So from the department, we have the activity to the Honorable Manila, because
respond to some of the issues that the AG has raised. Jefferson, you have requested, you have also brought along the annual report for the CAF PIM and FIMA, which you had originally requested. The other documents are documents that were already distributed before money. The annual report, the presentation on the annual report of CAF, presentation on the annual report of Marine Defense Resources Fund, and the progress report on that. I will start with a number of issues. The Auditor General has raised on the performance information concern around the reliability in program 3 and 5. Of course, program 2, reliability was confirmed, but on 3 and 5, that's where the emphasis was. And we started some discussions with the Office of the Auditor General and individual branches that are affected on a number of aspects, including the typical indicator descriptions, to ensure that the indicators are aligned and we strengthen control, internal control systems. And this we will take forward and discuss it further with the provinces. We are hoping to improve the situation as we proceed and minimize to eliminating repeat findings. The Auditor General did report on the incorrect version of the annual report that was submitted, and we did take corrective action on this matter internally. With respect to those officials who are involved in this matter. In terms of the overall findings or measures that the AG has raised in the annual report, we have developed an audit matrix, and we are updating the progress on this matrix continually, and we are reporting this in our senior management meeting. And also we are reporting this on a quarterly basis to the audit committee. The Auditor General raised the issue with respect to the quarterly reports, whether we could not verify whether the executive authority is being briefed on as required. And again, we have taken corrective measures here that include disciplinary measures for this non-submission. But we have already started taking corrective action with that. The quarter four for the 2014-15 has been submitted formally to the executive authority. The annual report and quarter one, all of this has been submitted, and we have a portfolio of evidence to this effect. We have developed a plan so that as we submit to other oversight bodies, we would have done that in the executive authority. In terms of the issue raised on the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, we are addressing those already in our annual report. They are clear, and we as to the actions that have been taken. And one of those involves the double payment that was done to the TCIS, which was due to the communication breakdown within a sub-program, and we took the measures against those respective officials within the chief directorate. With respect to the regular expenditure, again, it is in the annual report, and we've taken corrective action on this matter. The Auditor General has indicated the commitment that the Minister has made, and we just want to inform the Committee the plan to make sure that those commitments are carried through, and an action plan will show that we will continually submit the progress in that respect. In terms of the plan to support agricultural schools and encourage youth to study the field of agriculture. We are providing within our plans, and we would continue to grow these bursaries and the bursary schemes that we also cover in some areas school growing, although the bigger emphasis is on the post school. The placement internship, our internship programs include that, but also for the first time this year, Minister, Deputy Minister, chose to celebrate the whole month of June as a youth month, and that is these are some of the steps towards ensuring that we promote agriculture among the youth. What we still have to do is develop a sustainable exit plan beyond the learnership, beyond the internship, beyond that there is how do we make sure that those that graduate do not, after that time, find themselves in the street, and that is the part of the strategy we need to review. In terms of the Minister's commitment on collaborating with the MECs to ensure the monitoring and evaluation of the conditional grants, we have already submitted to National Treasury after a lot of consultation with the provinces, a computation plan with respect to the conditional grants, cost particularly, that will ensure the coordination of planning and monitoring being improved. The intention is to make sure that each province with a senior person at the director level to improve this coordination between ourselves and the provinces. In terms of empowering the internal audit to be fully effective and functional, there is an annex chairperson that it is fully and respond fully to issues raised by the general on internal audit. But I can just confirm that we have a chief audit executive working appointed in the master's. The commitment by Minister to manage a deviation from procurement process in a manner that is transparent. Although we have been keeping record of the deviations and reporting them, we would make sure that this is also brought to the attention of the executive authority in addition to Auditor General and National Treasury. The Minister committed to implement a plan to identify specific areas which will deliver a modest place. And we are working on a number of things. One is, of course, that the operational plan to include the database on projects which it just coordinates. This is already is being implemented in the CASPA to want to make sure all the projects are included. But we also working on establishing the agricultural information management system, and it's already there in the Western Cape, and we calling it out to other provinces, but also the farmer register, because at the moment one of the challenges is if we speak the 300,000 smallholder farmers, we want to make sure we are able to register them and follow them through, not only to the time when we are developing the infrastructure or establishing there. The commitment to ensure that there's a linkage between the budget and the traffic in the strategy, we are taking corrective measures on this. And Jefferson, you start to see that in the report that we are submitting from now, we have made some indication already in the presentation of linking specific indicators to the budget. And this will also show in the product view going forward. On page number 3, the last commitment from the Minister was a check and balance to ensure that the credibility and completeness of the performance report will be implemented. We have been submitting the report, but we want to make sure that the head of the various branches will sign up those reports. And this will be submitted through our various assurance system, starting with the Departmental Executive, the MIMEC, the MINExpo, starting with respect to the indicators that are within the concurrent space. And we would also submit this through the other structures as listed. The Auditor General raised raised an issue of stability within DAF as affecting the management of the department. We just want to give you a sense that there are processes with respect to recruitment, within the senior management, the appointment of the director general. The ministry has already completed the interviews and is making appointment. Should be finalized by cabinet by the end of the calendar year. The other key posts include the vacancy in the Deputy Director General of Agriculture, Production, Health and Safety. Interviews have been completed and we expect an appointment to be made. The Forest Natural Resource Management also, the interviews are almost complete. All have been done except one. The Deputy Director General of Fisheries Management has been advertised as a disclosed, and what is next is the shortlist. The Chief Audit Executive has indicated the Chief Director General that posted the Chief Field recently. There are two other posts, the Chief Director of Financial Management for Security is supposed to be advertised, the article has been closed, and we are at a stage where something has been done. The link provided to link data, I'm sure this will be a petition, I've already indicated the same in the internal audit of some time, at the briefing of the case of authority on the quarterly report. I'll proceed to page number four. The DPME, Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, the presentation, of course, reported an understanding of 78 million, which we, from our side, there may be different interpretations between various officers. It is, according to our record, 63.5 million. Of course, of course, we recorded the rollovers. We have got a confirmation of the rollovers. In terms of the cost reporting that was raised, I would not want to repeat this, that we actually requested Trader to use 5% of the cost amount to increase the capacity to monitor. There was a matter raised by the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation with regards to the public entities, and we felt a statement was a highly demoralization, not necessarily agree with the statement. We felt it was demoralization. We are aware that the OBP has to receive the grants from Treasury to revitalize the factory. ARC has also been designing their vaccine capability, and this project has been reported there. And we felt that the generalized statement that was made was not necessarily what we were aware of the statement that was made. On the presidential hotline, we agree and we are putting an improvement plan in which we will report on product 3. However, we should indicate that some of the unresolved complaints have to do with those aspects of regulatory services where there may be no satisfaction that may even require the court to adjudicate on, because we are registering quite a number of aspects under certain various regulations and where they have to agreement. It's not necessarily necessary. It could be solved because we disagree and it ends up in the court. And in that case, if this matter is for the whole of life, it may not be resolved until we set my interest because it's a regulatory matter and it's a concept. On the impact, that was done in the 2014, that we have an important plan, Chairperson. And we have submitted last week the impact in 2015, and we assume quite a market improvement. And we will continue to work on that. The major issues in the impact has to do with the government aspect, which we are stressing, general audit, risk management, and the management, the executive management. From the FSC, there was a reporting which we believed we ought to clarify. We did engage the person who did the report that 100% or 99% of the project was spent versus 58% of the budget. And that only said, in essence, so only one target is security on federal class, but it was presented as if this was the frontal situation of the private project for this part. The total achievement is the department 2%, which has improved actually from 75 of the previous financial year. The water issue on drug management, which we agree that drug management in the context of disaster risk management, and it was on due political committee, and we provide the report as we go along. But we have a gazetted in the disaster risk management sector plan and the climate change sector plan. And we are focusing on all the hazards that are affecting the farmers, the drought, floods, and the fires, the diseases, both animal and plant, and pests. And that we have also, and we implement a prevention and mitigation disaster grants that coordinate the recovery and the rehabilitation for the sector to ensure recovery. However, one do want to indicate that there are precise processes, and sometimes the farmers will find them very exacting and delayed, but the processes are prescribed. We are providing advisory and warning to the farmers to make the production based on the benefits of the administration. And of course, there are research recommendations on a study that was conducted by the National Disaster Management Center in collaboration with the National Treasury and the Financial Officer Commission. Although I can sense that the colleague was a positive taken away of this study that was done in which the LFC was included on the alternative funding management for disaster risk management. We are currently receiving weekly reports because we try to monitor the situation closely, realizing that we face a very difficult time. I'm not sure if you certainly you want me to go through. I would want to proceed and talk to the new report which is in your text. The decision was made that the new center, which is a government part of the city, that would be deregistered. Of course, firstly, because there was a dual registration, secondly, because the committee and therefore Parliament felt it was a loss-making entity. Now, with that decision has been taken, it was required that the department is implement that. That's just to indicate that NEHA has two components. Component one is the center or the training center, which is often referred to as the center, and the entity is registered on this part of NEHA. But it's also the farms, certain properties that consist of 10 houses that have been advertised and they've been farmers using and permission to occupy whilst they were waiting for the business to be finalized by the Department of Public Works. And this is the second part that we needed to deal with. And I just want to go to I think it's page number 7 that talks to the actions that they have been taken. When the minister, the minister came to office and they found this, they did make a request to be given an opportunity to go and assure themselves of the actual situation. And they have had meetings with the local communities, they have meetings with the farmers, they have meetings with both departments, particularly the Department of Rural Development, to determine the best way forward. Of course, in the engagement with the community, there was an objection to the department deregistering, the department closing down on Lecha and handing it over to the Agriculture and Research Council. That was the interaction that the Deputy Minister had with the communities. And there has been fair engagement to deal with the farms, and the farms at the moment, the farmers who are there have been given, in the meantime, an extension to continue to operate until this situation is finalized by the Department of Rural Development. And the minister has said, finally, agreed that we should proceed to approach Treasury now to do the process of deregistration. That's number one. And secondly, that we start the interaction with the staff, because we cannot change the conditions of staff from one employer to another. And we will probably before December, September, report the next progress in terms of what the Treasury is doing, if they're going to have guidance on the process that we should follow to do the deregistration.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Bishop. There was something on the mic. Members, that was the presentation of the department on the response of the AG and planning and monitoring and evaluation and FFT. So before I allow members to ask the questions, FTPG, in your presentation, in referring to improvement plans, I think that you said somewhere, but we don't have it with us. It was one of the reasons why we said we needed mutual response in this nature, because AG has been raising these issues, and there's not been, there's not been recourse from yourself, and it would be very helpful as you present to this committee, but then indicated this way, if you were trying to get a ticket, whether in the first place or whatever, this is a response on the regulation, what time, this is an action plan to do with the issues of what the general. So all of them are just saying, I'm not sure whether it's going to help us to move forward. We will have those copies so that as we go into discussion, members also put something that they have to their head.
Certainly, the internal audit process that we have here. The audit matrix we have, which is not my oversight on my side. We have that, and we can print it up and submit it now. And a number of improvement plans, so we did not necessarily bring them, but we can submit it by at the end of the day.
Another your legislation. Because if you went to communities and say, the Bundle communities and the country have a good idea to disclose
is the period.
just misplaced the second question.
I'm not so sure because I arrived a little later to start commenting here on the dual registration of NEPA. There has been an issue previously that NEPA was listed as a public entity and also trading as a PTY limited. I'm sure that alone would create an untrue situation to try to conduct its business. So it is important to try and ascertain if that situation has been resolved. Because when there was talk of deregistration, I initially thought that they are deleting the company on the one side so that it can then operate as a state entity without those confusion. Because when it's operating as both, it means that it can also make its own profits that it does not necessarily have to declare on the register of government, because then, you know, it's only to understand that, because I mean, you can even go and look for them that, because now it's a PTY limited, it can view, it can respond. If it thinks that fall within its space, it can trade on those things. So it is important to understand what we have done in that situation. Because another thing, Chair, is that what it does is it limits the capacity of NEPA to do it well, but not only that, we also limit our capacity to monitor what is really happening there. And that might be what sometimes creates this problems with the communities around those towns. Thanks.
On page 3, there are all these processes under stability. I'm happy to hear that processes of interviews and all that for the there is progress on that. Is it possible to, I did hear you saying that will be done before the end of the current year. Hopefully the current year is financial year. So that's in relation with the ditch. Other, well, I think the department is we're in the second year of the term. If we can't ensure that the department is on its feet in relation to people who are able to follow the discussion and not there, then we have a problem. So if you can indicate, then maybe the process must be faster. I don't know what will be responsible. So we have a special response to the process so that we can proceed properly. I have a little thing I want to talk on now. And I think that much because we had some time effects on this. It seems to be begging that there are some number of interventions that we are intelligent that the department wants to take and the thing. Your last point that says finally the department for the minister agreed that it must be deregistered for treasury and all of that so that we can put this thing behind us. Sizzle over. The important thing here is to move and so that the center is operational under ARC but also with support for the farms that are there. So if this thing can be finalized, because if it takes a long time to take a decision, then you create problems.
Yeah.
Problems of legal operations and all of that. And if you don't see
regards to the plan to support agricultural schools, etc., etc., from bursary, furniture from most clients, I think on page 2. A lot of money has been transferred to the sector, the college sector, for bursaries and so on. And there was a major underspend on that. It hasn't been spent. I would like to know what happened, where is the money? And then secondly, about 4 million rand was given to 4G for research in animal traction. I believe there has been talk of a memorandum of understanding. I would like to know if that has been finalized or what is happening with regards to that. Thanks.
Thank you, Acting Chief. Morning, Chair. Morning, colleagues, and morning, honorable members. On the issue of deviation, what we have decided is that we will stick to the treasure regulations. And the treasure regulations are very clear that we can only have a deviation if there is an emergency or an unforeseen and unavoidable expenditure. I want to make an example to the members. Last Friday, I got a call from one of the officials with the employee wellness. We had an employee that passed away in early October, and that employee had to transfer to the hospital. Now, as the CFO, I felt it was inhuman and insensitive to ask for three. Potential to transport the bus. So for me, that is an unavoidable expenditure, but we would make sure that we stick to the treasury regulation. But at the same time, we also have a procurement plan, and we are very clear in terms of the procurement plan that you put items that you intend to spend on, and you need to indicate to us if you have funds. If there are no funds, we withdraw it as finance from. The procurement plan. That's on deviations. And then on irregular expenditure, honorable member, we are managing irregular expenditure, but I just want to give you an example of two incidents whereby export funding and agricultural credit and also in the Limpopo. We entered into contracts without following procurement processes. But that happened in the 2013-14 financial period. Now, with the AG, if there are payments that relate to the particular contract in a new year, for them it is an irregular expenditure. And now we have said that the moment it is expiring would not allow colleagues to put the department in such a quarter. But also there was issue of double payment, which was also regarded as a regular expenditure, whereby we paid an amount to GCIS, and it was an advance payment. We have that document with them. But what happened, there was a request from GIS that the payment should be made directly to the subcontractor, which didn't go through finance. And then communication authorized everything, and then we have taken action against the relevant employees out of that. So all in all, we are managing the regular expenditure. Thank you.
Thank you, Acting Chief. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'll talk to the question of how do we circumvent the bureaucratic limitations around doubt response. Firstly, to say that as my Acting DG indicated, doubt is one of the hazards that are managed in terms of the Transfer Management Act. Of 2002, which arrives in the Department of Cooperative Governance. Of course, for us to subscribe to the implementation arrangements, we had to develop a set plan for the agricultural sector, which addresses agriculture, forestry, and fisheries. He has also indicated that the sector plan addresses all the hazards. With respect to drought, I think it's worthy of mentioning the fact that it is one of the complicated hazards to manage. In that, as you are probably aware, we have four categories of drought, and those four categories are managed at different levels. We have hydrological drought, we have hydrological drought, we have agricultural drought, we also have socio-economic drought. Terms of which we need to look at how the taps are performing at community level to provide water. So in the occurrence of this situation, you will find that in some of the areas, Department of Water and Sanitation will be leading, municipalities will be leading in terms of water restrictions, and we also have to take the lead with respect to those that relate to the agricultural sector or affect the agricultural sector. And in doing so, because the PFMA requires that we account for every cent that's spent on services of government, you would have to do an assessment to determine the extent and the impact, we call the magnitude and severity. So for us, we need to go to the science to make sure that we assess how many farmers are affected and how they are impacted upon, and then the court will have to come through to the National Water Management Center through the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries to make those funding allocations. That process on its own, it can be laborious in that you need to go send officials to the site to work with the provincial officials, and that the National Water Management Center must verify the content of those reports to check that it is in such a nature that it can be processed as a trader, and of course National Trader will also have to look at it. To check that it meets all the standards. So that also, that takes time on its own. But to make sure that the process is expedited, you know, within the provisions of applicable stages, we establish what you call the National Drought Task Team. That is chaired by our department. That is a task team that looks at how we respond quickly or swiftly within the agricultural sector. It meets regularly. And one of the achievements so far is that we have managed to encourage provinces to provide for relief within their allocation, you know, funds within their own allocation. I can mention that, Honorable Chair, in KZN there has already been a contribution of six million to provide for emergency needs. In Limpopo, there has been an allocation, I'll just verify the amount. The initial report was proposing about 30 million that would be allocated to provide for emergency relief. And in conclusion, there has already been declarations as a result of the support whereby Northwest, Free State, and Limpopo have finalized their declarations. We are awaiting KZN and Mpumalanga, but we've also learned that Western Cape is the central government. Also affected. So there's those measures that we put in place to ensure that we expedite the process. Thank you, Honorable Chair and members.
So on the Neha, firstly, we want to make an admission that the process has been long delayed. I also want to indicate that the understanding and conduct the competition of Neha, because the public entity in PTY is what you would call a center. Then there are properties that are leased by the farmers. And everybody asks about Neha, the director too, although they're supposed to be separate. Unfortunately, because both of them are with the department, when you unbundle one, you need to do both of them, and that's why the understanding in the community sounds like a disclosure. Because it would affect, if you deal with the sector, you're going to change the employment arrangements from the current entity to whoever will be the new employer, whether it's the department or the FC. That's what you need to resolve. The question Honorable Mabe indicated, the intention at the stage and the understanding is that we do register Neha in totality, both with components, the company and the public entity. And it will just become a unit under ARC, alternatively the department. And we of course Treasury has required in our advisor as we approach them, we must amongst other things provide a detailed plan of how Neha would operate before they would consider the e-registration. So we're waiting on those issues, and as I say, we admit that it seems to be taking long, but we will need to go through the labor processes. On the one side, we would need to resolve with the land development they're taking over and public works taking over the properties that DAF has been looking at. Now, because there has been a lot of concern in the communities around those properties, the communities want to be taken on board, where the farmers will be listed in these communities, and that's what the deputy minister has been engaging local communities around that process. With respect to the colleges, all of the 11 colleges are operating. They are providing all of them accredited training and formal qualifications. Perhaps I should bring to the attention of the committee that we are at this stage. We have a steering committee with the Department of Higher Education to transfer the colleges as per the decision that was taken previously and by cabinet to transfer the colleges to higher education. In that process, we already have a steering committee of admissions with the process has started. But in the meantime, we continue to support the colleges, and our desire is that when that transfer is done, we would still have complete influence on the curriculum that is provided, because we want to avoid a situation where the colleges will become the new universities and no formal training, effective formal training would happen. In terms of the relationship or the relationship with the University of Forte, I'm going to ask Mr. Hoboko to talk to this issue, but the memorandum of understanding has not been signed primarily because there were things we were going to do that the university was going to do, and when that is not happening, we could not reach a conclusion on this matter. So that the memorandum of understanding has not been signed, and those funds have not been transferred, and we were concerned that it has taken quite long to get that agreement.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, good morning. Indeed, I think the acting DG has appropriately responded to this question. That was led by the unit responsible for infrastructure development. This unit used to be called engineering service. there were discussions between the DAF and FORTEX for the department to support their animal protection project. But it does seem that both parties could not deliver on certain activities agreed between them so that a memorandum of understanding could be signed. And time passed, and up to now, that MOU has not yet been signed. But I was also saying to acting DG that we can get the latest in terms of this issue and provide a written response to the committee. Thank you.
So the last issue raised on the recruitment of the senior management. Yes, we're taking the advice to speed it up, and I expect that by January, the latest, all of these posts will have gone to cabinet. Of course, having said that, there are two things that may also make the appointment, which we don't expect it to happen, which make the appointments not happen. One is the confidence, because all of these prospective candidates should go for the computer to test. Secondly, they need to pass the vetting that will be done. And if any is that this unexpected delays may happen in those two areas, which are not necessarily completely in our control. But I expect that by January, all this computer at a later will have gone to credit. And we expect it will not be by the end of the financial year to be much earlier that it will be finalized if appointment for that.
Acting DG, I need you to help me understand. Does that mean then in response to the matter, the registration, is the department dependent on what the child has verified with regard to the registration? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. My question on Dr. Malik was, how can this be obviated? The response I got was quite elaborate, but took out of the point. It explained how bureaucratic the process is. The statement has already been made that it's bureaucratic. The response explains how bureaucratic it is. The question is, how can you circumvent that? In other words, do you have any steps that you can take to circumvent that? That's what we want to know as colleagues, because that's what we want to see being achieved. You already have got warning signs that is coming in this province and that province. Eastern Cape is already experienced, that's where I come from. Now, how do you prepare yourself to make sure that turnaround times, you know, you probably would give up a tool to say, once you get notification, within so many weeks, we'll be on site with a remedial action. That's what we're looking for. If you don't have the answer now, you could take my statement suggesting that you go home and you make a plan to make sure that you understand this. The second one is just a word of caution for the decision. What has long been in the media recently about how they labor, I think, take natural funds and use them for other things. If you are going to transfer funds to that university, you need to have extremely stringent measures for making sure that it goes only and exclusively to the channel. You may even want to say, okay, a point we will pay directly. Otherwise, it is imminent as to stand. Anyone who ever has access to the daily steps will tell you that. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I do not think, unless I've not listened carefully, that the acting DG has answered my question about the underspend on citizenship colleges and where is that money? Because in the reason for the unlearned things that it's not applicable. Why is it not applicable? And then there are two other questions I would like to ask. The one concerns the annual report on transformation in the sector. And give there any indication when we can expect it to be tabled? And secondly, the department has completed another member. Sorry? The first question concerns the annual report on transformation in the agricultural sector. When can we expect that to be tabled? And the second one is the department affirms it well, has completed an annual report of the state of transformation in the forestry section, and this report I believe in route to the minister for notification. Is there any way the department can tell us about the contents of this report and well when that will be settled? Thank you.
Chair, thank you. On the registration, the answer is to be dependent on surgery. Yes, to the extent that it is a compliance measure, in the same way as we would require to comply when we register. When we deregister also, we have to meet the requirements, so we would seek the surgery to say yes. On the disaster management, one should say that part of the climate change, climate variability brings about this. And what we need to do going forward, and we are trying to reflect on reviewing our models and our systems. But that will require legislative change because the legislation that deals with disaster management, it is managed outside of our department. Yes, we will bring those proposals as part of the mitigation within the broader changes that are required and bring that across. But besides that, we are working on our competitive producer support policy. And we are looking at how, when that policy gets fully developed, how it will take care of this project, because we need that variability is here to stay, and we need to reflect that going forward how we're going to do that. We have taken note of the question on the university chair. We're taking that question. On the revitalization of the colleges, and this one has to do more with the infrastructure development in the various colleges, number one, two. It also has to do with improving and developing the governance systems. Now, this also has been, particularly on the governance system, been caught in these changes, the planned changes to transfer the colleges to IISD. And we are actually consulting with IISD because they also had indicated they would prefer that we do not finalize those arrangements until they are fully on board, because they would want to do a total integration of the college government systems into the systems that they have within the higher education. That causes an appreciated delay. On the transformation of the first sector, we may not be able at this stage to say the contract until the minister itself has looked at them. Otherwise, we provide a stage of something that later may not be purely a procedural issue. And on the report on the transformation of the sector, I wouldn't want to at this stage impress you with other rights on this matter and to give you that timeline on when we will be able to provide the reports. Thank you.
So my want to make a follow-up on the response of acting DG on the issue of English. And please pardon me if I will bring a contribution to you. When you study, analyze, dissect the report on English, it will confuse you. Okay. Now, because of deregistration and re-registration. But now, the point that I want to make sure, when you read this report, it talks about issues of land division, the problem of settlement. But when you start from the first part of the report, it talks about the channel of the issue to be funded. But then the report calls flat to reflect the same in terms of the goals of this project, despite the challenges of land invasion and the funding due to the project achieved certain objectives of predetermined objectives. And the report is about the necessity of that. It is only a great responsibility because I would say if the authorities that have been gained in this project, they must be highlighted. So these are the positives that we have achieved in this particular project establishment. Therefore, my view would be on the basis of the response of the DG. Socio-economic matters of our people must take precedence and prevail about issues of compliance. Issues of socio-economic issues that affect our people must take precedence and prevail about issues of compliance. And I have this view, which I didn't want to raise. I will suggest that before the meeting with the president, members of this committee and the Minister of Agriculture and the Minister of Rural Development must have a high level meeting to discuss this matter. So I'm disturbed by this because we can't forever have failed projects that the purpose of those projects was to uplift our people out of financial poverty. And that is the problem of the space, there are the challenges of funding. That's my humble proposal, Chair, in this committee. The committee members must have a high-level discussion with both ministers before we could make treasure. And then they must listen to the outcomes and the resolution or decision of that collective.
I think you are right, this committee will be having to join the Chief of Rural Development on the issues of the invasion of the land, including with the committee, so that we are able to get the patterns of rural development. Those lands that are going to be given by the house must remain productive. Those that are going to be affected by land claims and get rural development and we have is one of those farms. The farms themselves are the same farms. But the cutting of agriculture individual farms in those areas. And the community in that area is saying, how do you keep people who are outside when you are here? This is a current matter from here. In Naha is a research institute that but we have to have a border where it cannot have capacity to raise money. It cannot operate as an entity. The previous committee went to this year, and we, as we come in, understand that they've taken a decision that they agreed with the department to be registered. So that the matter is under its own ARC and the entity of the department, such that it can continue to do the work that it's been doing for connecting that area. Under the department, not by the department itself, unlike the rest of the CEO, but it's not. It's not an entity by virtue the way it is. So that's the condition. We went to that ourselves. As a policy, we visited the area, we find the situation where those farmers, all those 10 farmers, the town, use those farmers because of the organization. We even had a captain from our from the members who are staying in that area to interact, because even if those people are not from Mesa area, but they are the residents of that area. And the traditional leaders in that area, they had a problem with the matter which they captured and ended up those parts. So we just administrative process, but the two minister went back to engage in those areas. So the two things are not the deregulation. It's just the full after we want to check as a committee how far the department is in relation to the matters of compliance, as of compliance. But with regard to the issues that affect the community, including the invasion by other farmers, we're still expecting a report of how far the department has gone in dealing with those issues. So today we're not specifically this matter issue of compliance on the registration. And the relevant
In respect of our fiscal policy, which is regards to aligning them with certain strategic government documents like the NC, for example. And now, the review process, I would like to know how far that is and whether the department is currently busy amending these policies, and also when will the portfolio committee be provided with a latest version. Thanks.
The review both of policies and legislation are at different stages. We can provide a committee and list them and basically the problem with respect to each policy or piece of legislation. There are different stages.
Thank you. I note that you are about to move from this specific discussion. I speak as a chairperson of the OSCE committee. I thought that you comment before you move from the discussion. Chair, we consider ourselves partners to this committee from the home aspect point of view. And I would like to comment about three areas which the committee has divided on. They are investing in general organization. I also want to note that there has been big improvement in that space. In the previous financial year, we had about 9 findings from the AG, specifically in the general office. are in the chair related to the fruitless expenditure. It's a matter that we look at constantly in the committee. If we deduct the 190,000, which was the double payment to the GCIS, we have reduced fruitless expenditure. I think it's just about 9,000 a significant reduction from the previous year. I think it's also a matter that we look at closely. I wanted to comment on the management. In the previous year, for the reported regional expense was in the region of 7.6 million. And we look at this thing quarterly. This year, that was brought down from 2.6 million. And the intention of the committee is to bring it to a loss that, in fact, to eradicate. And also, get management presents to us a procurement plan. And we monitor issues of deviation, to explanation, the demand action. While chair, we cannot say that is a perfect environment, but we have seen some of quality significant improvement over the life of this party committee. We are very new committee with this department. Most of us were appointed to them in 2013, but since then to now, I can at least give a sense of comfort to the committee that you have a partner in government.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Audit Committee. Unfortunately, the comfort, you know, Chair, coming at a time where, as this committee, we are specifically audited because that was the deadline. Unfortunately, we don't have, cannot, I'm not sure whether we have got that comfort or that we just welcome the improvement. But that's why we have decided to change the approach in terms of shooting the annual report to focus on issues that have been raised by the recent annual in particular. Because this was supposed to be the year of the clean audit contract issue. Yes. So we still have unqualified audit with the matters of agencies and they are recurring. Which is the problem. We need to focus on this matter so that we close this chapter. And in this next year we have that thing in all the and as we close this matter, if you have to do the report on the audit engine and other reports that will submit to this committee before the end of the day. But with your the report with the action plan that we have in our package, there is no deadline, you know. So now we are working on this. So I need to know when we need to. So if you can just add deadline so that you know that by this time we are expecting you, because we understand some of the issues are systematic, but we expected to those issues. The second issue we want to commend the department on the improvement on the topic again on linking the target to the strategic plan with the budget. But we cannot say so with your entity and SMG, do you remember we had the one meeting that the PG, we requested to postpone the meeting because in the president of the meeting, we told that it was being done, the alignment was being done from the first and the end to take, but the PG did implement that alignment. And we postponed that meeting with the view that we get the total report on that alignment of the ATP to the budget, including of your ATP. We are still awaiting for that one. And thank you very much. We will now move to the section where since you present to us the conditional grant, I'll ask your CDGs to move the preliminary of our HOG to my account from the CDGs.
We are presenting the annual report for cash and human equipment in 2016 financial year. Let's start by saying that the mailing is discussed has already been outlined within the division of revenue tax in terms of the receiving officers are expected to annually review the performance of the grant. The process that we follow is that the annual performance of the grant is evaluated accordingly. The reports are consolidated and are supposed to be signed off by the head of the department. They are expected to be received by the National Department of Agriculture 2 months after the end of the financial year. And we are expected to look into the report, do some verification, compile a report which represents the national government on the 2 conditional grants, and we are expected to submit the final contributed report 4 months after the end of the financial year's national treasury. So this is the final annual report which was submitted to national treasury from the consolidated individual business plan, individual annual reports that they submitted by public. I'll quickly just talk to what the conditional grant focus is on, which is linked to the MPSF indicator. Even from cash and RIMA allocation in the financial year 2014-15, as well as the bonus in terms of expenditure. Share with you some of the funds that are available for so you know for the decision that cash should also contribute to the data. We also expect beyond just the conditional grant that government should put aside some of their people shares to support the phase of farmer development. And we also be turning to some funding highlights which I will run quickly, and the detailed report have been circulated so we can engage on some of the research that have been this is a indicator that I linked to conditional grant is as Ndatema has alluded in his earlier talk. We expect that to be to have about 300,000 smallholders by 2019. We have to have linked at least 80,000 smallholders to market. We have to put at least 1 million hectares of underutilized land under production. We have to expand land under irrigation, and the annual target that is being set is 33,000 hectares annually. And of course, we need to address the issues of food security. The target annually is 200,000 vulnerable households, but I must also add these NPSF indicators are shared between ourselves and other departments. We commit, we received from National Treasury about 1.8 billion under cash, which was distributed to provinces as outlined. We have the weighted average framework or criteria which we use on how allocations are made, the province and what indicators or variables are looked at to decide what percentage of budget should be allocated to which province. The total cash budget has different places for which it is being spent. There's about 959 million which are going to spend to support projects directly, which might be used for infrastructure support to farmers. We also use 10% of that budget to do farmer training. We use 10% of that budget to assist with market linkages and market access. We also use about 5% of that budget with to support information and knowledge management. Then we have 258 million which are going to for extension cover plans or funds and extension services in the country. There's 58 million which are going to for revitalization of agricultural colleges, and 493 million which was to support the disaster flood disaster. The money is supporting the REST scheme, which was the disaster identified in 6 provinces, which is in some cases the state, Southern, the Limpopo and the Northern Cape, as well as Northwest, and in 2 which was extended to Western Cape, Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Total expenditure at the end of the financial year 2014-15 was 96%. We had to withhold 26 million. We finally had indicated that after we found out from the province the challenges and the fact that some equipment had already been made, we tried to get the money all over the National Treasury, but we couldn't succeed. So 26 million was withheld from Malanga because the province had some issues. They were under administration of the provincial treasury. As a result, the implementation was put on a pause for about the whole quarter, and the implementation was then delayed, and we are behind implementing already planned projects. In terms of the allocation, how it was distributed, as I indicated, certain pages are limited for farmer training. What we just need to note there is only 296 million of the cash budget was sent to support Pedro Sala. And this money, together with Elimalisima, that is the total funds that are used to drive the 14 program for Pedro Sala in provinces. We had about 804 projects nationwide which were planned as per the approved business plan, and 82% of them were completed at the end of the financial year. 15% were ongoing projects into the next financial year, and only 20 projects were dropped. The reason which were given in the plan, by far in the report, was that some projects, particularly in Limpopo, had unacceptable water rights and land tenure. There's a criteria for selecting projects for support, and you have to have proper land tenure, you have to have acceptable water rights, you have to be a farmer on site, there shouldn't be any infighting among beneficiaries. So there were some where beneficiaries, because they knew that the support is coming, that they're fighting. What we do, we hold the funds for support and we engage on social facilitation to the beneficiaries in that case. There were some which were dropped because deliverable inputs were delayed by the supplier, and some projects received funding for the same thing that CAPWAP was going to support them with from rural development. This is just some two comments highlights that we can see. what we expect, this is just an example for members to know, we expect when we approach business plans from provinces to have a full understanding that they have done their agricultural landscaping and they understand their production areas and commodities the province is competitive with, such that the province is clear or we are clear that the money will be spent on commodities that are naturally going and support the strategies of provinces. So this is an example of where our investment would be approached in a province like some of the highlights in terms of the project that we supported, there's the same figure which was established, which was a common use figure which supports 15 farmers who are seed producers, 108,000 was spent. And there are just many samples which I will share with the committee. In the committee also there was the V10 which were constructed. We had the support to otters and veggies with the establishment of the irrigation systems. And this is one of the investments that has been carried on over time. 7.5 million was also committed in 2014 financial year to continue the support on Naka Macadamia. There's about 150 hectares that have already been planted and 50 hectares of which are currently under, they are actually, they have harvested 50 hectares and they are already exporting some macadamia. So this is quite a good investment that was done for cash and the management. In the first stage, some of the projects that have been supported are currently being linked to other parts and we expect to be shown next in terms of where the investment is going to happen as I indicated. Next slide. The money in 2040, this was a project which was completed in first stage, the current two others. This is for 6 farmers who are less of the people, such that they are linked from market. We have a poultry development in the Jolibusa as well as what was done in this project, there was an installation of air houses. The next one is support to the abattoir in this. This project is linked with smallholder producers. What we do with customers, we support them with infrastructure. 8 of the 40,000 poultry houses were being constructed. They are also supplying in abattoir. We have about 1,000 jobs that are currently in operation, and there's also share ownership of the farmers that we are supporting with BKB in the abattoir. Investment is also going to the public. Actually, as you know, we have also established a number of agricultural production projects around the area. And training has already been done in the facility. What money did in the financial year under review was taping, which was completed, and the renovation of the accommodation at the center. Next. Housing, there are the public facilities, like the smallest allocation, what they have focused the money on was input for poultry as well as piggery and support for meat production. Can we move on? The 40,000 factories have already been completed and supplied with production in. The challenge, move on, with what happened in the province under review after investing on meat production, settlements were affected with drought conditions to affect their yield. In KwaZulu-Natal, the 40 hectares which was established of seed trust. There were a lot of specificity why we continue supplying or supporting the Makashiri irrigation scheme. Like if you look at what the government has done in a turnaround plan, you would create about 500 jobs within that scheme alone. And there's already a complete business plan which has been concluded, we are now aware of what investment could be contributed by both Ashdown and Marizina in the scheme. This is just an outline of progress by which they may. The province was also affected by me, by out in the maize and sugarcane field that was supported by the science report. This is just part of the Makati, which includes the Bululwami scheme that is also being supported. And the Malenge education scheme that has been supported. In Popo province, they are the province that put the highest target of land to be put under production. They have committed for 1,000 hectares to be produced. This is just to show progress that was made within their potato belt, putting 58 hectares of potato under production. Mpumalanga had small projects. They did not really get involved in large projects, as I stated. Many of their implementation was first based by the work that Commercial Treasury was doing with the department. The education system was put into this social education project. Based on festivals were installed. There are some lectures. Project that also has to be reported with the England facility. And poultry projects also were supported. Sheep cultures were targeted, but also the entertainment and aquaponics project. Total project cost, which has been determined, is about 50 million. So 5.8 million which has been put aside, and the establishment of different houses was contracted in the year under 18 million. There's also heating facilities and stock water things that were constructed. The bulk water projects that were done in Yemen. Then we have the Farhan Hydroponic in Winterton, the same project as the Inventory one. There's the revitalization of the Farhan, so that the irrigation scheme, 452 hectares of irrigation land, was rehabilitated. And one of the major projects, which is one good investment, is the Binary Development Scheme, in which is designed to make available 500 hectares of vineyards available in the area. We can have increased infant smart testing scale to push up what is going to fill up. There's about 224 hectares of 500 which has already been established. 80 million of development has already been spent since 2010 in the project. In partnership with NEMC or NDY and Villa in the US. There are about 3,000 beneficiaries in that process. Northwest, there are focus was on ethnic value chains. We found out the 52 sheep as well as the handling facility. They have constructed the poultry abattoir, which has a total of 2,000 chickens a day, which was concluded. Bulk of the money to get the plan for Bessatala was on meat production in the first part of many of their farmers that we supported also experienced drought. Western Cape, they exposed their farmers to market in Germany, and many of the smallholder producers were quite excited when they found their produce on the shelves in Germany. One of the projects was Tanamai Farming, which is 10 owners who are supported to establish this 10,000 capacity layer structure. They are also supplying the 10 trees and the vineyard to us. Mr. Ezelyak, the Ezelyak is the farm with that gluten. He's been supported to five sectors of action. It's actually operating at the commission level. We are partnering with hospital in this project. But one of the biggest challenges is getting ready to receive funding or loan as an independent farmer. The biggest challenge is that his land issues on land finance has not yet been completed with rural development, so he can't accept any loan funding at this point in time. And then this is really the report that we received from provinces in terms of the funds that they supported to the traditional zone. You'll note that 50,000 subsistence or developers received support on cash. This would be many of the infrastructure support I have not spoken to, but it will talk to the infrastructure as well as input. And that represents our policy. So if you look at the total 7,445 farmers that we supported through policies by the conditional grant cash. And there's 90,000 smallholders that were supported by cash, and only 1,469 commercial farmers were supported in Nama. To say commercial are black farmers who may be struggling for good funding issues. Unable to raise additional funding for them to be able to be profitable. They are just getting their checkup. In most instances, if they take house in an institution, in a commercial farm, or some input to increase their profitability. There's jobs that we created for cash. What has resulted is 5,673 jobs were created. 1,000 of them. 1,485 were permanent jobs. Farmers are aided and treated 10% of the total budget is spent for farmer training. The training is both trade-bearing for farmers or non-trade-bearing. What happens is when a farmer is approved for funding, then this assessment is to be made to determine the knowledge and skill level of the farm. And even qualification. So many would qualify for test bearing, some would not necessarily qualify from their level of education, and they would still be affected with test bearing courses. 16,865 funds received 9 test bearing courses, which always links to the need gap that has been identified during the training and need assessment. Then we do recruit extension personnel. There was a target of 221 in the approved business plan. Many of the provinces very failed to recruit, and I think the report indicating the challenges with regard to what is expected for them to cut on compensation of employees. What the budget then does is that there's over 800 extensions that has been recruited and the program from budget. Any money continue to support or maintain the salary of those extensions because the provinces cannot or are failing to include them as too many employees in their structure. Then the funds were also intended to assess qualification. As you know, the loans and salary of extension personnel has indicated what level these extension officers should have in terms of knowledge, and many of them were really not having the requisite qualifications. But also the year there is showing in which fields are the extension officers are taking their qualifications. The bulk of them are doing the national diploma followed by the tech qualification. We do have some who are engaged in master's degree. I think so far we've had two PhDs that have come out of the program. A total of 132 completed the studies in the financial year under review, and 437 were still studying. Agatha College's report that I have given elaborates in terms of what the infrastructure upgrading that took place within these colleges, as what we require is that a complete business plan needs to be developed in terms letter. They were telling you that don't leave a letter. They don't call it as if they spend their money, but the budget was saying you would take money to come in college. Even on its EMA, it has received 460 million in the year under review, and the program has achieved 99.2% expenditure. All of the provinces managed to spend well, so it's only not worth, I think, but still to reach the 95% mark. And the most intensive is linked to those projects that were not supported with people as well. There were farmers that did support, mostly I must say, as you know, the people of Ilimalisima is to provide for increased production in land which is under interest, and the grant is also used to support areas where there's a social potential and expand the in. So you look at the numbers, these are really numbers where it was provided for production people. 44,000 subsistence farmers were supported, 27,568 were being supported, and 513 farmers with supplementals were supported by Lima Lissima, and the total was 2,254. There was a target of 139,000 to be put under production in their books business plan, and policies have committed, as indicated, what target for planting and what target to be plowed. So we actually separated the two and supported on participants supported by policies. The bulk of the money went to maize production, but there is still some vegetables, food, that were all end grade, that were produced for food planted in the year under review. In terms of food security, it's about 56,989 households which were protected in each. What happens here is provinces support households with input or water packs to produce their own food. Look at the numbers, water being housed in, you realize that these are your best year studies that are being established to produce their own food. Not everyone qualifies, only vulnerable households that have been identified in provinces as beneficiaries of this packet. So within Alisema, 22,035 jobs were reported. This would include your tractor drivers, this would include doing harvesting, where harvesting has happened. Challenges that were reported and experienced in the year under review for these conditional funds include inadequate capacity itself to monitor all projects and months and consolidated efforts set out in the grant framework. Mr. Maya has reported that we have spoken to National Treasury, and National Treasury has agreed to apply cash assessment to provide that the opportunity to increase its planning and monitoring capacity. There were troubles that have been seen in some of these projects, which was experienced in something in Southern, and this really has affected any possible views that you would have expected on the investment we have made. Shortage of mechanization, especially in Northwest, affected their planting, but to that extent, one would also argue that it's also a function of poor planning, because you would plan to plant slowly on that you have resources to deliver on the planting that you have planned, or you have done other planning in identifying the partners that assist you in the planning that you have planned. So that was the explanation coming from Norway, which is a important evaluation of planning. Access to loans an asset for the beneficial of the program. We have noted we still have a large challenge also that has been outlined when the impact was conducted. Many of these farmers are still getting stuck in other zones. It's what we said in the case in point, and some of these are really because things are not really for the set of students or short-term training conditions for the timeline. So we really need to step up and understand how best to really increase their confidence in the opportunities type of business for farmers. Cost of input remains high, especially where government is involved, and especially the production input for poultry, what has been highlighted here mainly was electricity and water. Service providers begin to meet the obligation with some of the reasons some projects have been dropped. Restoration of land before to spend in Malanga, Northern Cape, from Cape and from Cape. I've highlighted this project because we look at the initially reached in the court. We realize that these are the projects, the policies that have supported less than 15% of total beneficial less than 15% financial funds. Others have managed to support 15% and more of young level 20 time. We're talking then that on what should be the minimum young participation in terms of such support. And of course, delay in documents were offline. I think we will close it here. This is just one session in the 2015-16 business plan. Thank you.
I'm the chair of the honorable members. I'm Dr. Masitu, representing the state. Unfortunately, the HOG couldn't make it. I'm standing for the HOG. I'm the chief director responsible for district services.
I'm sending in for my HOD and Popo Florence, Department of Agriculture. And my position and the director for the other two.
Okay, I've got that number to remind you. You're not supposed to be here if you respond at the time. To the national level. So usually if you want to avoid to come to the region, you must put the court in touch so that the department can finish at the court in touch. So we said to the district that we must invite this region to the court. At the time when we invited the court, you had not submitted to the court and said that if your report is in same place, you must come with it and explain to the committee why you submitted it. Because government wants to comply and so you have to be on time. Because you're not responding in time. Today, all of us will be in the ministry. And that's
we are the people with people. So you must just dialogue with them to mind your SOP so that they can actually what the end of the mission is, so that through the year to account, therefore we must avail ourselves. And so not indicated where other issues is.
We have been invited all the heads of departments here. We have not received anything. We have sent the calls as a minister Thursday. We have sent letters also. But we have not received anything.
The members will note that. Let me invite the members to the report. Let me just take the statement of the report.
So this report is as submitted to Ms. Nasser. My first comment relates to the slide. I should say your feedback. Allow me to say on page 2, the third line on page 2, your bullet 2, you combine that or you link that with your challenge in page 31, slide 52, where you are saying part of the challenge is access to loans and markets for beneficiaries of the book. I'm not sure that I'm combining. Now, if you say you have this challenge, on the basis of what you deem to be your indicator, how you expect you to tell us that that's really an indicator you have on. What are the possible elements that will assist you to navigate? But at the end of your presentation, you are reflecting on challenges and part of the challenges are affecting or retarding the goals in terms of your indicator to link from us to the market. That's the first point. The second point, Honorable Chair, is on issues that relate to support to smallholder farmers. Let me be specific in this regard to the United States. The support that we give to farmers, that's why the future went to the provincial week. And after we finish our program, your farmers came to me to say, we have a challenge that there's a support that is being given to black farmers in our name, but we never got. The last question relates to what you call your commercial farmers in your first. But you have a commercial farmer in your first, not a student of similar.
accurate reflection of the feeling in my first years of conscious.
Thanks, Chair. So there's on slide, on slide 11, lines of reference here, which is question 4. On slide 5, I want to just to raise one thing, Chair Person. The fact that we have controlled the developments that face with us to participants on the field who are now entering the field of growing in some places that they must not be considered and others. In our oversight and during the fourth parliament, the experience in school that we had, where there was people were beneficiaries to the land, were raising worries with regards to the market when the crops were ready for market. They were saying they couldn't access the market in time. The vehicle farmers seems to be competing with them in the sense that they wanted their harvest to be first up to the market, and they asked to remain behind as a result. They summed up not selling anything to the market, which ended up being lost to them. I just wanted to be sure that there is any improvement in electric cars now that these farmers are able to access the market. That's the first thing I was just to check. Secondly, with regards to mechanization of the game of the team, I understand in some provinces, or maybe to be specific in case of them, the understanding there was they were allocated to the success farmers to assist them working there. But during the financial year, I'm sure it was 13-14, it was 14-15. The checkers were withdrawn. And those people at the moment don't have any assistance to compensate, any assistance from the department. And maybe the department try to make a follow-up on this so that we could actually know, because it was this department, national department, that was driving those projects in order to assist those unassigned that were allocated by the national department. And the provinces have wasn't provided some to the accident of the people are now putting that they don't have any assistance from the government. If one may get a response on that one. Thank you.
Is in the system key and in bottles, even with passes to markets. things with their problems, with them successful markets. What was the reason? Do they have the wrong mix of products vis-a-vis what the market wants? And in page 27, simple question. I was thinking, what do you mean by credit and non-credit value? Just repeat it for me. Three provinces seem to be not doing very well in the battle. Who was supposed to be advertised to finish their qualifications? What the problem and what measures you can take to assist those who are becoming scholars in Kumalang is one of them, Northwest is one of them. No qualifications in the United States. And then on page 30, zero again for in the bottom of food security. Those girls and the country as well as Northwest. What is the problem there? I'll admit the suffering. They don't seem to be able to force divine capital of what's right. Community as well. I know that you're the state food authority, program branding. Then it's also school to me. They don't quite understand what you're talking about, but it's the zeros that worry the facility and Northwest. Then we come to general questions here. What is the value? I see that you're reporting on what you have given to out from the department in terms of assistance and so on, financial and otherwise. Return on investment, what value in the rands as well as in kilograms would you say you have gotten back after so much has been spent in terms of salaries for the staff as well as the capitalization of the program? I know this is a question that I put to your department during the last month of this of the previous financial year in that workshop. Down there. I wanted to know about the target that we have. How many kilograms do you expect the effects to reap out of the investment? And I think this is the right time. I think that by now you're ready with the answer to say previous year, you know, year ending in March 2015, we put out so many millions of rands and this is the harvest that we've gotten. One look at here is whether we have any effects in so far as not just poverty and hunger, but poverty, but rather the economy that we get. Appreciate the fact that so many jobs have been created, but the market, the value of the harvest, what is it in rand terms? Then we know that we are making inroads there. The last question is, in your reporting on it, in some projects you reflect the market, that's the local, and so on and so forth. But with others, you don't have that. And this is a little bit concerning me. Why would you have markets identified in some cases and not, you know, where in others? Do they have no markets, or do they have a specific reason why you have not accept the market? Is that a question for sports authorities, for the beneficiaries? I'm sure there must be a lot of reasons why there is this share value. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And thanks for the presentation. Number of questions.
Colors.
But I wanted to check the issues of incapacity that you have raised in your challenges, incapacity in the department. So loan by the Department of Trust. Because this is where, if I may, this is where our country, we have to stand up on its own in terms of economy, at that level of the projects, small projects in local communities. You can go back and trace other stories of economy, where it starts. Definitely at a push market. You would then have different countries taking different approaches. Some cooperatives and all of that. I'm saying if it will lack monitoring at that level, then we'll pump in money all the time. Then that is not good. So I'm taking it very serious because it is what will make our people to continue to live under the circumstances of poverty. And I'm saying the comment, but also what really the department do in relation to SARS, because it's known, it's what it's one of the the second one. Who's at the last? And I did have a very discussion before. You've done it in a way, ma'am, so you say, in a way that I like to categorize the problem that is potential in terms of the number of products. One is a selling livestock and all of that. And I think it is necessary to exploit that and put our money away with potential. And say, making in the example that I made, and say, livestock is located in a particular property. Can we do that? Can we develop that as a department as our success story and develop that so that we focus our intervention in that particular property for this particular issue? To go to the bottom, again, there are so many things that take one and say, as the Department of Agriculture, this is what we're going to do with it, so that it succeeds on this one. And then we go all provinces. I was looking at one of the pictures, graves and stuff in Germany, because it's in Germany. In Germany, and that's the product of Wetzel. And I think we really need to do more in terms of ensuring that those things are the problem. So that you say, in this 1, 2, 3, 4 product, this is what we're going to do and extract. And that money, goes there, whether it's conditional or not. So I'm saying we really need to focus so that we turn it around. Because I'm from the same Cape, from a township called Indersan. That's where I live. I know that you get this small projects of green tomatoes and all of that, but they collapse because there is no support. And I think we really need to look at those things. In Rambe, I came back smiling. You know, but just for a minute, in Rambe, people do utilize the land. But nobody steals anybody's crops there. That's what I say. Because everybody is doing something. And I think we really need to encourage our having that what is to do.
From my head, the question would be just to understand the criteria that is being used for provenance. Because I feel that when you comply with the dollar and putting your dollar in here, what we call them as a time to ask them to help you to think what we call. The dollar will look at the population. We look at the economic activity of that province, and they look at the poverty and others. So with this one, but first of all, this paragraph, the intention is to augment the program of agriculture in the province. What criteria are being used? Particularly if you look at the Gazadian amount of problems. If you look in terms of your problem, Northern Cape is supposed to be the smallest but go to higher. What inform that? If it's your question of in terms of agricultural problems, do we know that agricultural problems but what informs the question? I don't know when you've been asked, you are able to respond to this question. What criteria are you using to allocate the conditional grant to the problem? Two, only the Lima de Puma is supposed to assist people in the canadian where is the so for an honorable machine on stage we're very interested in the Toyango area because even in terms of food security you see every household that's got a garden with different trees and all those things. You move from where you go into food where you happen to buy nothing. What should you do to protect the house? What should you do to the end? And we went to Eastern Cape, very dry, nothing, but you can see there's a lamb. Of the then you take the project, you go and you ask yourself, if in case, in terms of the effect, it's supposed to be leading and breaking to your cluster, and we are not putting more focus on our program in assisting those communities to inject bread in those health plans that they have in those areas. Then how are we going to realize that? I'm happy that as you presented, you indicated that the funding is actually informed by the agricultural action plan. All the provinces must then be able to align their action plan to the agricultural action plan. other issue, the issue of the security, shows that in terms of who are vulnerable for food insecurity, it's growing. It's not going down, and agriculture is too much of the same. Supposed to be in the province. And there is no leakage. This money was getting on human beings. How is being regulated? In the same case, we found that small farmers, they are paying 1,800. In this purpose, they are not paying everything. There's no fertilization, they don't need food, but they're not paying everything. In the same case, they are paying 1,800. We have any framework happening this conditional grant in terms of how the beneficiary are benefited from this conditional grant. And I know that there's a decision of cabinet to relocate 70% of the cash and human and human to get that back. How do we know that possibly now it's a different in terms of how you deal with that, it's not, but it will be all those problems of course that they got communal left. But the question is, how do you make sure that the tractor in person a car and you can post that was provided as a cut are being utilized? It's my account where you have other students in the same sector for the other students who more visit and the time up there is low. How do you regulate such things? Because unless you give those things which never as a level of academic, because as we have indicated, the issues of inputs, what is the input that you do as a department to make sure that, because you are the regulatory in terms of reading that. So what is it that you do? So let's make that the uprising of prices in all your commodities that you use. How do you regulate them? Because I think construction, when you have to put the figure, there are two positions to keep. The following days, all the demands were up in the country. The signs were up. So how do we control that such environment ourselves as a regulatory industry? I think so we can control this question. And it should be you are not speaking to your mission.
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members of the section. I think what I need to for a respond is the presentation that I made in 10 minutes or so. It's usually a presentation for you to appreciate what I'm talking about that we don't do it today. Because we have to get, I just touched on the topic in terms of what they've done with the moment. But I think they tried, and I can understand why there was just so much issues that they must clarify. Let me start with the last question, I'm going to leave the regulation for input from Mr. Manager to Mr. Manager to respond to it, but maybe on the framework, just clarify the grant framework defines the stage within which the grant should be used. So somebody would say it's money that needs to be used to increase or support farmers food lending, which is under utilized production. You can use this money to unlock agricultural potential. And when you unlock agricultural potential, you then invest in irrigation schemes once you can open them, as there's water available, that land can be put under production. Then we have outlined the boundaries in which this money can be spent. And we in these within different programs that tell how what needs to happen. And then I can within provinces where there's a concurrent function and then the policies that are determined just to say they don't take decided as a province, but to ensure that the ownership by the farmers will fit the kind they need to show strong incentives of contribution that involves other provinces expect contribution by farmers to be in their own development in bread or heavy market or being their own employees somewhere. That was the principle of partners and also to be unpacked. So those become the parameters or the leeway within which the particular provinces can power in their own concurrent phase to perform. But again, that can also be a certain time the best practice and standardized development or less process. And I must say you have seen the challenge you had in getting another on the mechanization policy. Then if only it was resolved, it would resolve our challenge within the grant state to be able to know we have a standard way in which support for mechanization would be delivered in the country. The criteria that we use allocate touches, we use the weighted average, we look at the land area levels of agriculture, we look at restricted land levels, but we also look at previous performance by the province, and the previous performance includes already projects that have already been identified and that are already running. Provinces that succeed in this space become provinces that have done, let me give an example of the normal case. They don't have very much leeway in terms of agriculture, but they have identified a development zone. And for each development zone, they have then come up with a plan on how best then can be leveraged on this commodity, which is the only thing that can happen within this space. And they have well developed plans in terms of how much money is required for that development to happen. We can take a decision to say we give them 2 million, but we know that development will never happen for as long as this government is in power. We can make a decision because there is high unemployment. We look at the reports in terms of the poverty and food insecurity statistics that are coming out, and then things become a development grant to fast-track development within a particular state. We look at the national policy imperatives, what are already identified projects in the national city level, what are the pronouncements that are made by our principals, as well as with in Botswana, in bringing identified provinces we have priority. We also look at provinces that have been prioritized. So it's a weighted average. So if we decide to put weight on land as 1 or 3 or 5, weight or land restitution is 2, weight for performance is 5, and so on, then we work with our chief economist to make the determination in terms of what the final allocation for the system. For Ilemale Tsema, we have a weighted average which looks at the number of households that are involved in agriculture. We depend on the general household study. We look at land area available, we look at food access challenges, we look at product performance by province, we look at food national imperatives, as well as like provinces. Now, we know that as the usual treasury allocation to a large extent continues to disadvantage the provinces. And if you look at issues of food insecurity, issues of poverty, if you look at issues of unemployment, then our thinking gets influenced differently. And that's how the allocation is decided upon. Coming to the question of one of our national
question.
shown the market, the correct honorable, that if you look also into our index, that our weakest link is our market. We are failing to assist our farmers access the market. If you look at the gas report, I think there's 192 farmers that are now being assisted to link to us to market. There's quite a lot of things that need to happen within the market. First of all, we really need to look at the legislation. There are certain things, no matter how hard you try, and I'm not going to take them now, you won't go far. So we really need to look at the legislation and do the necessary things that need to happen. Secondly, we are developing farmers who were previously not supported with huge backlog in terms of infrastructure, a huge access market, a certain standard that you need to achieve and to have. So at this point in time, those farmers would really be with them for the next 5 years before they can access any formal market. Now, the argument that is also coming within our statement is that why should you only be putting focus on formal market when if there are certain formal market that becomes the market? But the issue with informal market is that it's a headache, right? Because there are no guarantees. So we can have people coming to buy, the next minute we don't have people coming to buy. But to get informal market, there will be standards. Now, as we are doing, we have decided, let's re-intent, and I must also be upfront to say that our colleagues within the informal market is already left behind in supporting the program as compared to the interventions that we've done, the colleagues in extension, colleagues in training and so on. So we are really trying to bring them on board so that they collect the necessary guidance problems so not to happen. So we would refund money to make sure that a particular group of our beneficiaries are already put into the program with CCPD, they're already in discussions with CCPD, so that they are guided through a basic consultant guide standard. And then they have the standard to know which are paving way for them to access. I think we're already talking to NAMC. We have financial year, we have exposure more than 22 of our beneficiaries who will go through a training program with NAMC to ensure that they understand what the market wants from them. It's quite a different program at this point in time. We are being biased, majority, women, and men as well. So we really need to focus our attention because it's not really about providing resources to farmers. We really need to do much in making sure that they access the market space. The third thing I think we should have as would be our success, that us succeeding in establishing artifacts as an alternative to the current market in the market structure. And if proper management and delivery and government in conscious to bring them 30% of the team and then for these farmers, you would really see and need the change you want to see. But if you are leaving it to the hands of the current monopolies, you would be playing games at the bottom and not really pulling and breaking that feeling to for these farmers that are receiving this support from government. So it is a challenge. It really needs concerted effort. It's something we really cannot shout that we are succeeding if we are not going to be in jail, let's say, as within that space. Firstly, I think we respond to what you have said. The farmers who receive support in the name but they don't speak it, maybe it's just when you say it, they will tell us in here that how do I not know about it? And I think they've then talked to our capacity and ability to follow every little project that we have allowed funding for to ensure that indeed the money is going to be supported. But I think we do our best with the little that we currently have, which then talks to the grants that Umbarona Chupana has said, yes, indeed, I really think the money will respond satisfactorily to that, but government will fail if we don't jealously at this stage, because this is the only thing that will show that we have changed and we are taking our people out of poverty. And if we focus on resources, the 2.4 billion that we manage to support this week, we are really still playing games. I am jealously enabled within that space. Northwest Commercial Commerce, there are commercial commerce in Northwest, but what not to see is that our management goes to any of them, and this becomes the decision that they take as a collective of people who came forward to ask for support. So, commercial clients and ourselves are okay, they don't bring this grant from them and stand up to them. That's what they say about those things.
Perhaps just to tell us one thing is on the issue of the commission, I must say. It is an allocation matter. I think the one question the panel also asked, it's a question of allocation. In some cases, an allocation was not made under the category of schools. But we put all the categories, and depending on the needs and other sources of funding the province would have, they would allocate for specific categories and others not. In this particular case, because in this case we're only accounting for the conditional grant. The issue of is bordering on fraud, I'm sure that problem will always be with us, but what it means to be a student, and I'm going to ask from yourself, that it helps us when there are complaints that we get names. Who is complaining, is complaining, or who, it makes it easier. The same as when people say we've not received the service. It helps when we deal with names or at least areas. It makes it easier for us to pursue that much quicker completely. The last one is on the issue of markets. We are working on a plan. At the moment, we may not show the numbers because we're working on the system rather. And you know that in our revitalization of agriculture and agro-processing very soon. These issues have been identified, and a number of them are structural issues that we are dealing with them. And whilst we're dealing with those, we may not necessarily be able to show you quick, big numbers until we have corrected the system. And that is what we are waiting on. We're looking at the including various models. We deal with the issues on the fertilizers, we deal with the issues on the various gender policy in terms of the inputs, the animal feed. But you may not see the numbers immediately until we've corrected the system, and that's what we're working on, and that is what we're reporting on under the pilots number one of the summit.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think I must respond to the issue which was raised by Honorable on the farmers who complained. And I've just touched the issue with the Honorable Member. He has given me the name. But what I can tell is that there is a concern on how we have managed the tractors. The farmers were under the impression that the tractor packages will go to them as individuals. We have since established the organization co-op. So that is why farmers were going around complaining that there are tractors which were given to us there, but they are not with us. We are managing them as the tractor mechanization co-op. That was the issue. However, what I'm going to do myself will be to follow up on this, but I can rest assured this Honorable House that there is no assistance which has been given out to any person except the person that has been presented and deserves that kind of assistance.
I think I was raising a difficult issue there because our particular project will be black and white if we can raise fundamental and specific issues that affect our work. That's a critical issue. The department will follow up on that. I'm not going to contend. But minor issue affecting DG is on number we are legislators. Now, if there are any elements that begins to retire to the program in terms of our working and functioning and the programs in order to help and uplift our people, our documented property, I think it is better to identify and share with these legislators the gaps and missteps and the beef up where we can focus so that we strengthen and close the gaps in terms of legislation. I think these are all my platform to do so. Thank you, Sir.
Thank you, Honorable Party, you've been with us as the time comes. And I think think that we summarize this first matter by Honorable DG, not Barrett. If you remember that this was presented by the president as part of the song, that you set aside which president was more busy in the country. And October, when there would be much feedback next year, February. And there's nothing so far that we are reporting back in terms of opening ourselves as government. Because the problem, those who are not regulations and other things, it's one problem. But the other problem is government itself. And we open space for those smaller ones, farmers, in particular, with regard to agriculture, for them to provide their produce to your institution and your members. We're not moving that angle. And President Hamid Khan, in February, knowing that he's not, he's not going to say anything, because he said, well, I know that there's less progress here. I'm not doing some money. So we must actually start to move. And at least the resident must be able to respond on the action plan if there's nothing that has been done. Which area, of course, still have problems in advertising for CDs. We don't know whether that system that would open up scope for the more modern farmers in case of agriculture. What is that has been done? Because you have some, your framework have to be tailored to what you expect from us, so that you can benefit out of this certificate. Do you want to respond?
Sure. This matter is definitely receiving attention. A number of departments are working on it. It is led by the Department of the Small Business and National Treasury. We are participating and we are monitoring the progress. And it is being reported to the economic cluster as part of the 9-point plan. So as I say, we may not even need the short numbers, but we are dealing with that system.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honorable question, the Northern Sea about issues on farmers not being able to have the market. The finance development scheme, the partnership that I highlighted between the sale of the car as well as NAMC, is really looking production that is going to happen there within a particular market. This is already meeting initially on the race on that thing, and Obieta as well is doing the same. And as a result, what we then do find is that that is too inquisitive to step in and help us lower the cost of production in terms of establishing a hectare, because then they are also helping us manage the cost within the state. And I'm hoping that any other farmer or producer of eggs within those areas will then benefit from the relationship that we have been established through this project. That's something we really need to monitor strongly and just take on. The mechanization challenges in KwaZulu-Natal, also to what Katerina has indicated, let's get the names and the areas so that we can engage the farmers and see what is happening. I'm quite aware that KwaZulu-Natal has changed their strategy. They have now developed a provincial strategy which is going to APAC as well as NDP. And you know, the small things that they used to do, their normal focus on the internet, is that those farmers are affected. So we really need to find a solution. On the social facilitation, I think it is another we really need to focus on this point in time. We really don't have that key. Where there are challenges I'm aware of, obviously you find a way of dealing with them, or to that extent, because I've worked with NEF, our social facilitation, on some projects that we co-finance, we got that skill in to assist. But this is a big area we really need to invest in as government, otherwise these conflicts are not going to stop unless we limit the numbers on this large fund that we have put. Second case, the Limpopo project access. It could be that if we look at different cases, the large number of properties support that applicant, if you look at the large trade of production in credit applicants, what honorable MC has begun to do is to try to get them to focus also on the tech project, and such that when you get to the income case, you can see the impact of agriculture. It has been a province that received the largest of the additional funds in this inflation in 2004. And if you look at probably the other provinces, which was economy in the country, it's not on CA. And I think it's because they are trapped in the support of assistance without a coordinated framework that links them or consolidates their efforts or organizes their production. That's something that has been discussed with the population should be happening. That is one. The second issue could be that they are really just not supporting on market access. If you look at Limpopo, we know that some of the people have market, they have been instead of this group to sell. So it could be also a function of the volume by the province. And as we also exposes our industry also to money supply. Credit non-credit bearing, it means the one which is credit bearing, one who have undergone the kind of exposure with some points on this credit, which you can tell one when you do certain courses and you can get qualification. If you have set qualification at the end, because you have completed all the certifying courses, then an institution can look at what points you have and give you some qualification. Not that it is really not giving you any credit, but it gives you the skill you want or you need to achieve your project. The qualification not finished, maybe it's how we put it. It might not necessarily be that they're failing. It could be that they just want to participate or in the financial year and they are forced to take on your course. And the ones that qualified in that financial year might not necessarily mean that they did the one in your course. It might mean that they were registered 2 years earlier and they have now finished their BTEC, they have finished their diploma. So having about that, because it's a function of the table, if you get into the report, you can see those unchecked. And the final responded to the Bureau of Gender Specific Chart. It was never planned for people. The test is Bureau of Gender Specific Chart. Never part of what the board in focus, they can find on the phone. But it could be that they do their school, in school, their own education, which is so important. So see, I want to give you the money of the country. What they will ask is a big question. Yes, let me show you what the money that the fees did in that particular year. Now, they had what usually happens is when you land on the 100 hectares estimate in a particular year. And with the doubt that I've shown you, then already you know that money was affected. The law, so then credit is going to be affected, or yield is going to be affected. But you really then get back when something happens and really quantify the yield. And this is what the issue was also questioning us about, is that this is what they get when they get from Parliament. So probably what we then need to do is focus only on the investment that we did and then for our particular at the impact study that was just completed. The report was presented in Cabinet, I think it's now in October. It has shown significant improvement, particularly in livestock. When the program started, the beneficiaries in total in all provinces had about 7,165 cows, sheep, goats. And when they were evaluated, the total livestock owned by these beneficiaries was 265,894. And it was significant in terms of livestock production throughout all
was also very good. The yield and the land area under continuous production since and the investment had doubled. And what was good for me is that Thomas is saying the area that we actually improved. So there's really some good news that are there, and I'm writing the comments by Honorable Makpani. I think we are ready to that. If you don't tell the story, no one knows it, and everybody actually is not getting it. Some of the projects, the projects that the portfolio committee could choose from just for us to go again out there and have the one feeling one now has accepting and that experience in the report. I think that's all the questions I have, except the information on the things that I have not shown.
Sure. I believe the maximization issue remains a little bit the issue behind the mechanization. We talk transformation, the two components, social transformation, economic transformation, and agriculture will always be caught between the two. Because the question is, do you give the mechanization units for free to everybody? Do you apply the user pay principle? If yes, what happens to the agencies? But the challenge is, and I think that about that basis, once you say you're providing it for the users, and you must manage that register very closely, because you always find everybody suddenly wants to become an indigenous and not pay. When you provide this for free, it becomes an unsustainable instrument. And those are issues we try to resolve. At the moment, our engineering did some assessment. They eventually done a cost comparison. They found that maintaining government tractors is far much higher, far much more costly than even using private tractor owners, individual private tractor owners. And we're trying to look at a model that would be sustainable across in the long run. I think I've already spoken to the work on the input, the cost of the input. It's part of what is being addressed within the revitalization. I wanted to just comment also, Honorable Makagwani, on the commodity focus on the territory. I think that's what the ARPAP Oligor approved this year. And we are looking forward that this will be the next planning cycle, the first time when ARPAP is formally being taken about. And I think the provinces have already started doing that to focus along specific commodities. And of course, this happens within the limited resources that remain. One would have to balance between that and still accommodating. And I'm saying again, the component of the social part, which is the Dotrala, constituted part of that. Chair, thank you. I believe we have a few questions.
Thank you.
I
think
this is
a member. One of the members have a question on the young group.
Thank you, Chair. It appears that the COF team did not or does not have adequate staff to fulfill its monitoring function. And to offer support to provinces on a regular basis. Now, I'm aware that corrective action has been planned. I do not know where that is now, so maybe if you could tell us what the status quo is now. Thank you.
Thank you. I deserve this
to visit for the stage of the engagement. And the challenges that you have experienced, I like the fact that you've highlighted them, but there's one more element that's missing here, and it is how you intend to accompany the other identify bullet points, number 1, 3, and the last one. And those are centrally very much internal, and it's interesting to me to hear from you how you intend going about addressing them. I've left the other ones which are more external, and so on. And in closing, I do want to say that I think this is where you share that personally, I get a sense that this program is being led by someone who's got passion and an internal resolve to change. It's a very, very critical program in the context of where we are in terms of poverty levels in the country and the much desired economic transformation. And I think with this kind of attitude that lady has demonstrated today, we have got a chance to really make strides that are kind of untouchable.
I just want to ask you a question with regards to mentioning the area where the child of shortcomings in the condition, how I'm told this is because of those instructions of this where this child is.
How long
has
linked to the planning.
when do we also release the or give assurance on the fund that it become available to the province and release them? It's a matter of the specific problem that we are waiting on. Thank you.
If I also to add, also with the introduction of APA, it has helped the type of project that the government should be focusing on at Bangkok and Ibadiba Commission development in that stage will take not 1 year but 60 and 90 years kind of a project, and that will be a published 40 hectares of both in future food production. So forthcoming processes would actually be alleviated by debt forward training in many instances. And what we also discussed with colleagues is that projects that are implemented in particular financial year then be completed in the previous year where assessments are being done, designs are complete only when debt is down. And you have already set that ability for forthcoming processes. Can you then put such a project into your business plan so that you don't have the same issues here in the year out? As I indicated, the recommendation on Northwest, again, is a function of planning which we are engaged in the form. It could also just be dealt with, but also just mention the expansion of assets within Northwest. The province can also seek additional factors from rural development. They will also assist a lot with the challenge that the province is facing.
Thank you very much. I think honorable members, let's thank the department for the informative response and the conversation that we had. That which actually indicates that this particular issue, falling under program 3 of food security, which the AGA has raised as unreliable information, which for us to be able to deal with that issue, we need commitment from provinces. HOTs are accountable officials of their provinces. We expect them to have a willing to get to clean bodies themselves, and we should not allow a situation where you have HOT which transfer responsibility and the department must actually manage the middleman in between line of function. Because if we can be assisted on this food program service under liable information that has been received. The internal audit, one of the functions is to make sure that those documents have been availed in time and so that we can then share in audit. I think we can, Mr. Mani, I think one of the things we should look at how then we do, because provinces are audited and judged by age, how do you make sure that this money is being audited in the province? Such that the transfer of the responsibility to them is what they do. Or you make sure that you deal with the system yourself and make sure that you are able to deal with the systematic challenges that the AGA has. Because if it was not most of those things, I think it would be very far in this department in terms of robotics. I think that those are the issues. Not 10-2. 10-1, sorry. 10-1, we have also started with NCC and take NCC. And we started with NCC, not NCC. And we were going to start with the Marine Union. They have only court issues. I'm not sure if can they respond to them within this minute. Yes, so that we break at 1 o'clock and come back and so on. Please,
chairs requested us to respond just to the three issues that were raised. I think I'd like to emphasize that the Marine Living Development Fund for a clean audit, we achieved all our targets but one against the target that we shared for the financial year. And the one target that we could not meet was with regards to the communication of the small-scale fisheries regulation. And this was due to the fact that we were constantly requested to extend the consultation period, and that had a lot of effect in terms of how we then meet that target. However, we are very sure that we will be on check and be able to respond on this in the new financial year. The key issues that we raised with regards to the fund, as I said, there is no findings, but the issue was with regards to the amount that was unspent that relates to the research and to the results. The issue was the fact that we had unspent funds that was rolled over from the previous year, because as the honorable members would remember that we had problems with the tender that was supposed to have been awarded for a company that should man our vessels. So in 2012, the vessels were ultimately given to the South African Navy, and there were a little bit challenges with regards to the MOU there. So the vessel was not operational for a very long time, and that money could not be spent. Now, that money was rolled over to the following year. That money, honorable members, can be returned to National Treasury, unfortunately, because it is gone now, out of the system. Because when SAMDA took over the results, which they are currently now manning, the repairs that were needed to be done, because the vessels were not utilized for a very long time, so they rehabilitated to an extent, wear and tear, so the repairs have taken quite a chunk of that money. And also because we can't avail research vessel Africana as yet, so we are continuously outsourcing that function using industry vessels to do the research surveys for the demand and for the energy surveys. So that money is got taken up into those. The other issue was relating to the unspent funds also from the waiting for fisheries project, which are in the grant that we receive from the public work under the waiting for fisheries program. And also this was due to two causes. The implementers that currently we have under the waiting for fisheries program could not finalize their business plans on time, and as a result, they could not spend the money out of that cost center. The second issue was relating to the fact that in the previous financial year, we did not have new implementers in the waiting for fisheries because of the delays in the approval of the policy that needed to guide the awarding or the appointing of the implementer, and that resulted to the unspent funding of about 60 million that was rolled over to the financial year, that is this financial year. However, we have put systems in place to ensure that we are able to do that. There's an advert that was sent out on the paper to ensure that we limit the time it takes to find implementers, so that you make a public advert, you get service providers and those implementers registered into the system, so that you are able, by the time the project has to be awarded, that you have those people already into the system. And I think those were the issues, honorable members. Did I miss another one? Oh, the last one. Oh, thank you, DJ. The last one is with regards to the investigation by the public prosecutor on the issue of Smith Amani. I'm going to give over to Sue to take us through it. But unfortunately, I have no institutional memory on this one.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and team PDG and members.
Just to report on the investigation that was done, handed over to the Hawks on the management of the 12-inch vessels by Mr. Mandler. That was a long ongoing investigation, and I can report that on we finally received a report from the anti-corruption unit, the anti-corruption task team within the court, where they recommend that they can find no basis for prosecution. So we have written to the minister, bringing this report to him, and he has in August of 2015 decided to close the matter. Thank you.
No, Charlie, I would not have much to say. Thank you.
Honourable members, that was a report. Questions? Honourable Leopold? He has been happy.
Thank you, Chief. Short question from me. With regards to the vessels and the advertisement for a new service provider, with regards to running the vessels, if you could tell me where is that process? Is it going to be put out a tender, and what is the time frame for that? When will it be categorized? Then, a question about staff within a branch is coming and going and leaving and transferring, and it seems to lead to a lot of instability. If you could tell us what is the game plan as far as filling the vacancies. And then the last one, there has been a report given about measures to rebuild stocks and maintain stocks in abalone and lobster and hake, deepwater hake, that was implemented successfully. Maybe you can tell us what the give us a little bit of input into the implemented strategy that you follow. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to understand, neither Mr. King, on these implementers spoke about the appointment of some implementers and then he would not extend their scope this year. So if I fix that one well, to clarify exactly what kind of role were they expected to perform and why were they not brought on board again. I didn't understand that story of the mentors quite well. So maybe when she answers it, there could be a follow-up question. I'm not sure if we'll still be dealing with the official issues after lunch or will be finalizing it. No, there are quite a number of issues, including what we have dealt with previously. They were going to establish small-scale fisheries forums and all that, you know. Because we have previously identified this space, especially here in the coastline, to be a critical space to assist us to deal with a number of socio-economic challenges. So it is important that we try and we are at least updated of the progress that is being made there, such that some of the pronouncements that are made are not just perceived as public statements. You know, we could be able to say this is the kind of impact we may do. To remember, Chairman, in the last year or the first quarter of this year, we literally spent a lot of time when the acting DDG was the full DDG. Acting DG was the full DDG. We spent a lot of time doing stuff on the missions. So it is important to have the be clarified as well as just get an update on this process of the public project to the court.
Unfortunately, I have to attend the meeting. That's what one will come back and she will start to be informed. So that we can have lunch. We have not arranged any lunch, so we'll go to the we'll come back at 4:10. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Panelli. Like that, something about the minister tomorrow. Oh, that's why. Oh, he said they should have been here tomorrow.
But tomorrow is World Food Day.
No, luckily I finished it. Look, we finished Egypt. Just explanation on the recapitalization, how far we are, where we fit in, and then the performance information. Of course, here was a sort of class for under the new year. And then the rest of the sheet, where the accrual was.
So I created a slide.
Information systems. I don't know if we have all of the key far yard form.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I find the reality. What I'm part of the decision of us four. I will never make it right. How do you go there? I was four. I have to get a flight to six. But this flight is here. We'll never make it.
No, you won't. Yeah, I think that's a poem.
Yeah?
I think that's a poem. You don't have to know.
Okay,
we'll see what's coming about. Yeah, but we'll see what's coming about. So, what's coming about? That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.